St. Albert Fastball is now accepting registrations for the 2022 season at the U11 to U19 level. Registration for those divisions opened on December 15 and early bird rates for returning players are available until Saturday, January 15. The younger U7 and U9 divisions will make registration available on Sunday, January 16. Fastball St. Albert president Christina Schultz said prospective parents should consider the sport for their kids. Fastball is a lifelong sport, said Schultz. Learning fundamental skills and how to play at a young age will provide a lifetime of fun for players. It is a universal game that requires very little specialized or costly equipment. Our hope is that players will fall in love with fastball, make friends, and share experiences that will last a lifetime. The organization is coming off a successful year for its teams. In 2021, Fastball St. Albert saw six teams finish in first place in their respective age divisions. Sean Ayotte serves as the director at large for Fastball St. Albert and attributes the organization's success to a dedicated team and extensive training regimen. It boils down to the history of this association, said Ayotte. We've had a good reputation over the years and that brings in good coaching and a lot of good parent participation. You also have to look at our off-season training program, which goes back about 6 or 7 years now, starting with our winter camp and all of the pitching camps we do, which has really helped to develop the kids that start at the U10 level. Registration is run through Fastball St. Albert's website and forms can be accessed by creating an account on the website. The deadline to get players registered will run through the start of the season for each age group. The evaluation process for the U11 to U19 levels will begin in February, while teams are expected to form in March. The U7 and U9 seasons are slated to get underway in May. Costs of registration will vary from division to division. It ranges from $75 to $350, and a variety of factors can change that price depending on team apparel and tournament fees during the season. All players will also have to buy their own equipment, a list of which is provided on St. Albert Fastball's website. Registration is down a bit from last year so far, but Schultz said she expects that to change as they prepare for a season that is hopefully free from COVID cancellations. We are really looking forward to hosting our Fastball St. Albert Invitational Tournament this year, which was rained out in 2019 and then COVID cancelled the last 2 years, said Schultz. We are looking forward to this season and would love to have more families join our community. For more information on Fastball St. Albert and how to register, you can visit their website at https://fastballstalbert.ca/.